Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome back. On today's episode, I have Sunday Hamilton, who is a modern day medicine woman.
Yes.
Do you want to explain to people what that is?
Whoa.
Question. Put you on the spot. Yep.
Well, I've been on my spiritual path for many, many years and studying herbs and crystals and chakras and being a psychic, being a tea leaf reader. But my main passion in life right now is getting ceremonial cacao out to everybody to open their hearts and to expand their minds so we have a sense of well-being, which we're all looking for.
Yeah, and we do sell that here at Mystic Movement. So what's the difference between the King's Blend and the Love Potion? Those are two of the products that we sell here at Mystic, which are both phenomenal.
And we also have a Cup of Bliss. So,
oh, Cup of Bliss, yeah.
The Self-Love Chai is like a chai. So it has, you know, the cinnamon and the ginger and the turmeric and four types of mushrooms. It's the first blend that I felt like I downloaded to build your immune system, to activate the bliss molecule in your brain. And then the King's Blend is more spicy. It's like an exotic spice.
That I love that one.
It has the maca in it, which just wakes my brain up. And then the Cup of Bliss is more minty. It's comforting. It has the cordyceps mushrooms in it. So those really help to build your stamina. But the main thing is the ceremonial cacao.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between some cacao that you buy at a grocery store and the ceremonial cacao is it comes from the sacred land of Guatemala. The women go out and gather it and they sing to the plant. And I buy it by a brick and I take it home. And I get, when I have it, I grade it and put my intention in it for love and passion. Basic cacao has been processed and all the cocoa butter squeezed out of it. And the cocoa butter is one of the most important things because cacao, ceremonial cacao, is high in calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, which is very calming to the nerves, and copper. And so the cocoa butter helps to our bodies to assimilate the benefits of the ceremonial cacao.
Okay. And I'm really curious, how did you start your spiritual journey? And because Sunday also does tea leaf readings out of a teacup, you drink the tea. And then do you want to explain what that is, the tea leaf reading?
Well, there's symbols, just like when you look at a tarot card, there's certain symbols in that card that triggers things in your subconscious that might pick up messages. And it also, depending on where it lands in the cup, is like a timeline. So if it lands at a certain point, like I see a bump, a lot of bubbles on a certain part of the cup, and I'll just intuitive, well, in June, you're going to have enormous amounts of money in June. June's going to be a really good, auspicious month for you. Things at the bottom of the cup or things that you're working on, I try not to say anything negative. A lot of people are afraid to go to psychics because they don't want to hear anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do see something that's a concern, I'll just try to say something that's positive so you can avoid it.
It's so funny how so many people are afraid of being told, you know, I don't know, bad things, but I look forward to those challenging things that I'm told just because I like being aware of what's going on or what's going to happen. And so I can correct it if that is coming my way type deal. Yeah. So what else do you offer? Because this episode is all about you.
Well, I started transcendental meditation in the 70s, and that started my spiritual path, yoga in high school. So I'm a visionary. So I see things that are going to be important more in the future. Like I wrote a book. It took me 25 years to publish it because people weren't quite ready to absorb the information that I was putting in there. People are waking up now. People are looking for bliss. They're looking to be happy. They're looking to be healthy. They've been disillusioned by all this stuff that's been told us it was good for us, and now we're finding out it's not.
Yeah.
And we're looking for alternative ways to reach enlightenment.
Yeah, I definitely feel like in the last couple of years, a lot more people are waking up. And that makes me so happy. And here at Mystic, being surrounded by like-minded people that are all about being the best versions of themselves and healing. And it's a ripple effect. It just like spreads.
Absolutely.
So how did you start your spiritual journey? Were you spiritual as a child? Did you tap into your gifts later on? I always like to know people's history with that.
I've always had a very deep love for God, whatever that was.
Yeah.
You know, being raised a Catholic, it was some guy in the sky, but we all know that God is within all of us. We're all one. We're all gods and goddesses. Just that deep love for God, you know, just finding that peace of mind. And when I started meditating back in the 70s, I was trying to reach the state of mind that I am in today, but I couldn't really reach that because the collective consciousness was so dense. Mm. And now people are on the collective consciousness is raising to that Christ consciousness. You know, they talk about the second coming of Christ. Well, the second coming of Christ is all of us becoming Christ conscious, I believe. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Man, because I'm somebody who, you know me, like I'm always digging in. I am very about my healing journey and evolving. And I'm surrounded by people who have visions, who can hear things, who see things. And here I'm over here meditating every night, doing healing workshops, doing all my sessions, and nothing, nothing for me yet. Like I close my eyes, I don't see anything. I've been told that I'm psychic. I mean, we're all psychic, but I've been told that I'm clairaudient. I was a medicine woman, a shaman in past life. And I don't know. I'm just still trying to tap into that version of myself. And I struggle a little bit about that or with that. So that's why I was curious how you started tapping into your gifts and whatnot, because I like to hear how they started or how they started coming through.
Well, I think you're not finding it because you already have it.
That's what everyone says.
That is just normal for
you.
Yeah. It's not something that you have to search for. It's just the natural part.
I think also being surrounded by people who, like Alex and you and Christina, just a lot of people who are hearing spirit, seeing spirit. You know, I haven't experienced anything like that. And we all have different gifts that I may never tap into those parts, right? Because we all have stronger gifts than others.
I've been doing psychic work for a long time, and probably only in the last 12 years, I realized that my intuition was so quick and so quiet that I overlooked it. And I said, what about this? And what about that? But when I stopped and believed in the first thing that I heard that was so quick and so quiet and not second guess it, the more I was right. And I trusted it. And now I can speak with confidence.
Yeah.
So just knowing that your intuition is very quiet and it's very quick, and it's the first thing that you hear.
It's that little droplet of information that comes through. And when I say hear things, I've been explained this where, yes, some people actually hear voices, but for me, I think I am in tune with that, where I'm second guessing it, thinking those are my thoughts that I'm creating and putting there, right?
Yes, but if you stick for the first
thing
you hear, the first thing you see, sense, however you get your intuition, and not second guess it, you're going to be right.
Okay. So are you a medium too? Like you channel? Okay.
Yes. Last show I did, I had a couple come by. I've never claimed to be a medium, but I'm doing a reading for somebody and they asked me about somebody who's passed, and I just describe them to the T. I don't see them physically, but I can see them in my mind's eye, and, you know, I describe them, and then they talk through me. Yeah, that sounds just like my grandmother.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. It's so cool. I'm so fascinated with all the things. And then you're also an artist. Sunday creates beautiful jewelry here. You wrote a book. You've also published tarot cards, too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All my artwork and a tarot card.
Busy. Here, I think I'm busy, and you're over here creating books, tarot cards. And then you also do markets and like festivals and that kind of thing too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a MeWe. It's called MeWe Metaphysical Gem Show. And they're all over from down in Oregon to Olympia, Seattle. So I've been doing those, and the big BECP that's coming up next weekend, I'll be there serving my cacao drinks, and my jewelry will be there. Yes, just staying busy.
Yeah. And then also Sundays here on most First Fridays where we serve Cavocado, she sets up a table and serves samples of her different blends. So where did you get your inspiration for creating your tarot cards? Because they're beautiful. I love them. Just how did that come through for you?
Gosh, I don't know. Like 20 some years ago, I'm in a coffee shop and there's this great big painting on the wall. It looks like someone just threw a bunch of paint on it. And it's just like, that is so ugly. And it's like priced at thousands of dollars.
Oh my gosh.
And I say to myself, well, if you think you can do better, try. So I just started painting.
And then realized how artistic you were and that you...
Well, I'm not a fine artist. I'm an artist, but I'm not a fine artist. And I think a lot of my paintings, I'm into like non-ordinary reality. So like my paintings, some of them are kind of trippy. Kind of like, what's the...
I think that's what's so beautiful about them, though, is I love seeing people who are unique and different. And it's not just everyday stuff you see. All your stuff is so different. And you don't really duplicate things. I've noticed with your items, each jewelry piece is one of a kind.
That's mundane for me to replicate something. Everything's unique. Everything's got a different vibration, even depending on where the moon is at the time.
Okay.
Just like all of us. We're all individual, unique.
Yeah. I've had so many people say, when are you going to get all your product on your website? And I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, we have so much stuff here, and each piece for the most part is one of a kind. So there would be like thousands and thousands. But however, I have thought about maybe doing like a monthly specializing in like a certain artist with their products and like swap them out. But you know me with my to-do list, so that'll happen when it's meant to happen. So how long have you been making your blends for?
Probably just a year. I was doing one of the psychic fairs, metaphysical fairs, and there was a young man at the booth, and he had this brick of cacao in front of him, this plastic bag, and he's like, and I know I wanted some, but I didn't know why. And he goes, ever since I've been drinking this, it's totally changed my life. And I didn't know what he meant, but I bought the brick anyway and made this blend. And it's like, oh my God, I'm happy. I'm healthy every day. And so I know what he meant by it changes your life when you drink the cacao.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've gotten so much feedback from anybody who's purchased it, just saying they don't want to run out of it. They're scared to run out because they've noticed a significant change just in their overall mood, the way they feel. So what are the benefits of the cacao, like the main ones?
Well, there's 10 main ones. I'll try to remember some of them. there's a molecule in there called atomine, and I might be pronouncing it wrong, but the scientists call that the bliss molecule. So it actually activates a bliss molecule in your brain, so you feel happy, just like when you eat chocolate. And chocolate is cacao with a bunch of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you eat chocolate, you feel like you're in love. It's the same cacao. Also, it's so high in antioxidants. It's got some of the highest antioxidants of any other plant on the planet. So that gives you that overall sense of well-being. It gives you, there's another chemical called theobromine. I'm really bad at pronouncing things, sorry.
Okay.
But that gives you increased energy. Like, just like coffee will give you that increased energy, but you don't have the letdown. The increased energy just goes on all day long. But it also, when it's time for rest, you're able to rest. Just so many benefits. It's good for, the main thing is opening the heart chakra. That's mm-hmm. my thing. When I go and do it a show, I try to get all the vendors to drink it so that they can open their heart chakra.
Yeah.
And heal like childhood trauma. And it's just, it's amazing. There's a reason they call it the food of the gods.
Yeah. We've started serving it at the moon circles. And I know Maxwell just recently served it at his breathwork and sound healing event. And afterwards, everybody came out and they were wanting to purchase it because once people try it and they feel the, I don't want to say side effects, or would that be it? Feel the side effects of it? Yeah.
The side effects are happy and healthy.
Yeah, exactly. And so everybody wants it. And it's super easy. She has different sizes, and it's just what, like 1 teaspoon?
Yeah, a heaping teaspoon and a cup of hot water. I've tried it with milk, and I've tried it with ashwagandha whipped cream, but now it's just simple. Put some hot water, put a heaping teaspoon, a little bit of maple syrup, and just like kind of sip on it all day long. It's delicious.
And you can't drink too much of it?
No.
And is it something that you can drink in the morning, at night, any time of day?
Yeah, I usually drink it in the morning because I like something warm in the morning and just kind of sip on it all day. Sometimes I'll try my cup of bliss after dinner if I don't want to indulge in eating things that aren't good for me. I'll have a cup of bliss. It's got the mint, which is really peppermint, which is good for digestion. It has licorice root, which is good for your metabolism, your throat chakra, and the mushrooms. Anyway,
it's just amazing stuff. And if you haven't tried it, you definitely got to try it. And then you said you have an event coming up this weekend next weekend?
The 27th, 28th, BECP. It's at Kent Commons in Kent. And it's a big metaphysical gem show. We read lots of psychics there, and I'll be giving out samples of my 3 blends. And it's just fun, like you said, just being around like-minded people. It's very...
I love doing markets, fairs, festivals. I've never done like a music festival. So anything you want to tell our audience?
Have you heard of the 4B movement?
No.
Well, it's these women in South Korea who decided they weren't going to get married. They weren't going to have babies. They weren't going to entertain men anymore.
Yeah.
And now there isn't even a first grade. There's no babies being born.
What?
Yeah. And my point is, if we all get together on the same mental plane, you know, in that higher consciousness, and we decide we don't want the pharmaceuticals, we don't want the toxic food, and we all do this together, we can really change the world.
That's the plan. And I feel hopeful. That's why we just have to continue to keep spreading our message and, you know, bringing more people in and on the podcast, because I've gotten incredible feedback just from the episodes that we've done so far. And people need to hear about these products that can change their life, different ways of thinking. What about your services that you offer, if anybody wants to book with you?
Kind of retired from doing energy crystal healing and doing readings. I'm just so passionate about my cacao blend that I'm really focused on that right now. I still do my jewelry, but
that's your main focus.
It takes a lot of energy to do work on people, and I'm right now I'm kind of selfish with my energy.
Good.
Spending a lot of time alone.
Yeah, good. Me too. It's important. Yeah. So, okay, your blends. And then what if somebody wanted to, I'm just trying to think of questions that people would have. You obviously could do custom, like if they wanted a large amount, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I'm in a few stores, and there's actually, when I do the fairs now, there's a couple of vendors that actually sell my cacao products. So if I'm not at that show, I'm still out there. So that feels really good.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm all about it too. I mean, I love your products so much. And that's why I've started incorporating for any workshops coming up that I highly encourage to serve it before starting the workshop, because it just relaxes everybody. And yeah, it's just a completely different vibe. I don't even know how to explain it. Even if you are somebody who doesn't have anxiety, because I'm not somebody who has anxiety, but when I drink it, it just puts me in this calmer, because I'm ADD and I'm wired and I'm all over the place. But it definitely just relaxes me and just makes me feel good. I don't know.
It gives me a lot of energy.
Does it?
When I drink it in the morning, it's just, okay, I'm ready.
Really? Okay. See, I need to start drinking it in the morning then, because that's where I struggle. Like getting up in the morning, I'll even go to bed early and I have the hardest time. It's like I'm not tired because I got enough sleep, but I have the hardest time getting moving. And then once I'm up, then I'm like, go, go, go all day. So maybe I need to start doing that in the morning.
Nice. Drinking it. Some people just put it in their coffee.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee. And that's what somebody said, oh, you should start drinking coffee. And I'm like, no, I don't want to get on that.
Cacao, it just gives you increased energy, like, and without a crash, it just like your energy just kind of.
Yeah, It's so funny too, because I find all these amazing things that I love, but I really want to make them a habit to where it's like just part of my everyday, which I'm sure it is for you now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And meditating.
Yeah.
Always, you know, I think you're right. You're getting these certain habits that you do every day, and then you get in a rut because some of them might not be that great. So just incorporating habits that are actually going to benefit your body, your mind, your soul.
Yeah, definitely. And I do meditate before bed every night, but I just encourage people to be open-minded and, you know, just try something new and seek your own answers for sure versus what you've been told, you know.
Love that.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite sayings is, they don't burn witches anymore, and it's time for us to speak our truth.
Yes.
And to people who are dying to hear, people, they might not feel like they need to hear it, but they do need to hear it. And we're, like I said, we're all ascending, we're all waking up, and it's just time that we all get on the same wavelength.
Absolutely.
Peace and health and happiness. And that's what we're here for. That's what we signed up for.
Yeah. Love and light. Yeah. Joy, happiness, yeah. All of it.
Thriving.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Sunday, for coming on. And hopefully we can have you on a future episode and see what's going on with you then.
All right. I appreciate it.
Of course. We will see you all soon.